Chapter 13. Attack on Monocult. The two tall ponies tore through the streets of Monocult, past the dockyards, and toward the wooden steps to the beachfront. Celestia led the way, clearing the busy tourist hoof traffic. When they reached the cliffside, Princess Celestia finally took off, spreading her vast white wings. She soared through the air alongside the seagulls and landed on the soft sand right into the middle of the party. The Duchess arrived a moment later, slightly frazzled and out of breath. She looked around the beach, expectant. The students were practically the only ponies in sight.
"What took you ponies so long?"
Ambrosia Breeze, who was wearing a crown that looked just like Celestia's, giggled. It was gold with 3 points and a large purple jewel in the center.
"We've been waiting to start the castle game!"
"The castle game?" Duchess Diamond Waves asked.
"We build sandcastles," Rainy Air explained. He was wearing a black top hat. "No magic allowed, just hoof power. The pony with the highest hour wins."
"I know this game," Diamond shook her head as she met eyes with Celestia. "Princess Celestia and I used to play it when we were younger."
"You did?"
marveled Lemon Square as he straightened his star swirl, the bearded style wizard hat.
"Who won?"
"That's not important," Princess Celestia insisted. Her mane and tail flowed into a nearby, in-progress, sandcastle. "What's important is that we had fun. Celestia always won," Diamond Waves interrupted, turning toward the students and the back of the cliff, her body framed by the blue ocean. Her voice suddenly grew serious.
"In fact, Celestia has always known better about everything. And why shouldn't she? She's 1,000 moons old."
The Duchess began to smile as the realization hit her.
"Selly, what if you were right about me not having to worry? There might be no attack at all."
"Attack?"
Sandy Shore asked, scratching his short white mane.
"Like the Mooey Bridge? Like that gigantic crab emerging from the ocean right now?"
Flora squeaked. She pointed her hoof to the water. Every pony stared at her blankly.
Snap! Snap!
The sound of 2 giant claws sounded out across the beach. The ponies spun around and were met with the sight of a massive red crab that was more than 20 feet tall.
"A carcinus!"
Duchess Diamond Waves shrieked in a mixture of horror and delight at being right all along. She looked to Princess Celestia for guidance, but the royal had disappeared. So Diamond Waves did what any good teacher would do. She stood tall in front of her students, shielding them from the terrifying beast that was advancing toward them at an alarming rate of speed. Then she focused her magic and closed her eyes. Suddenly, the waves began to crash. With each splash upon the shore, the crab slowed down, getting swept up in the surf. But it wasn't enough to stop him. Ambrosia Breeze looked to her friends, her fellow students. She met eyes with Sandy Shore and Rainy Air. Flora followed close behind with Lemon Square. The others were not far behind. The young ponies formed a semicircle around the carcinus, remaining calm. Then something incredible happened. Diamond Waves opened her eyes just in time to see her students performing the most perfect group water bubble enchantment she'd ever seen in her life. They shot their horns at the water, creating several small tornadoes. As their magic joined, the tornadoes grew and grew until finally it was one large cylinder of sea. The water surged forward, surrounding the vicious-looking crab and encasing him in a spherical water cage. He was unharmed, but contained. Duchess Diamond Waves was shocked at how quickly the attack had been controlled. There had been a real, monstrous threat to the city, just as she'd always feared. But now, Monocult was safe, and it was all thanks to her fearless young students. Princess Celestia had taught them everything they needed to know after all. Suddenly, Diamond was searching to remember why she'd ever doubted her in the first place.